I lived in Cottonwood and owned a little farm. But I was called Dixie, which didn't much alarm. To raise the cane and cotton, I right away must go. But the reason that they called on me, I'm sure I do not know. I yoked old Jim and Molly up all four to make a start. To leave my house and garden, it almost broke my heart. We moved along quite slowly and often looked behind. But the sands and rocks of Dixie kept running through my mind. At length we reached the Black Ridge where I broke my wagon down. I could not find a carpenter, we were 20 miles from town. So with a clumsy cedar pole, I fixed an awkward slide. My wagon pulled so heavy then that Betsy couldn't ride. While Betsy was walking, I told her to take care. When all upon a sudden, she struck a prickly pear. Then she began to blubber out as loud as she could bawl. If I was back in Cottonwood, I would not come at all.